The following is a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC. Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
Good morning. We are back. We are about 20 degrees warmer than we were at this time last week, Rose. But we've got all this snow coming at us.
Yay!
So hopefully you can get home before it all starts falling.
Well, actually, I have to keep a promise. I told two little children that I would be taking them to the Tundra Lodge Water Park this afternoon.
Oh,
and so we're spending the night.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah,
that's
for
good.
Sure.
I am Dayton Kane, Rose Gray here from Fox World Travel, here to answer your travel questions. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. And last week you had a ton of information, and I hear that we have a couple of seminars coming up and a lot more information to go through.
We, you know, some weeks before March of 2020, I would say, I wonder what I should talk about today. I never have that problem anymore, Dayton, ever, never, no. So January 26th was a big day. Now, you may not know this, but it was also Plan Your Vacation Day.
Oh.
It was National Plan a Vacation Day. We celebrated it heavily last year and not quite as much this year, but it was also an important day because this is the day that the CDC requirement that people who are coming into the United States internationally needed to, well, I guess you would be traveling internationally if you were coming into the United States. Anybody coming into the United States, U.S. citizen or not, needed to provide a negative COVID test that was not more than 72 hours old.
Correct.
And we waited with bated breath, we in the travel industry, to find out what that was going to be like. And I do have some information. I was able to talk to one individual personally who came back from Cancun, and she explained to me exactly what that was like. Also, our good friends at ALG, always the forerunners, always the, you know, proactive in coming up with ways to keep the travel community engaged and informed, had a webinar from one of their BDMs, business development managers, who just came back with a group of travel agents from Punta Cana, and she described her experience on a webinar yesterday. So it looks to me right now like there were a few little hiccups. One of the hiccups that I learned of was the Cancun people went to the airport with the CDC required information that they tested negative, but the person who prepared their document neglected to put their dates of birth on them.
Mm.
And so the airline was not going to accept that, and they were able to get a hold of their travel advisor, who quickly got a hold of the resort, who found the person who did the actual document, and they quickly sent emails to them with revised documentation that they could present on their phones, and they accepted that. So that worked. And other than that, a little bit of a wait, a little bit of a how should we schedule these things. But for the most part, these resorts in the Caribbean and Mexico had the foresight to see that this might be coming and have a plan in place that looks like it's working pretty well.
Even if you're doing a quick 3-day turnaround.
Yeah. Like, so one of my colleagues actually is doing some site inspections in Turks and Caicos right now, and she needed to have a negative COVID test that was 5 days old or older. So she had a little bigger window, okay, in other words. And she got down there, and she's only staying in Beaches, Turks and Caicos for 3 nights. They had her appointment scheduled for her immediately upon arrival. She didn't even check into a room. She just went straight into this little area where they have the testing going on and had her test taken so she'd be prepared.
Brilliant.
Yep.
Yeah, yep. They got you covered. They're doing their best because they want you to come visit, right? They all these do. Places want you there. They want to accommodate you and make sure you're traveling.
They absolutely do. And they've got you covered. Most of these places are giving complimentary antigen tests. An antigen test is an acceptable test for the United States right now, for the CDC. Okay. That could change again. But so right now, it seems like everything's under control. I even saw my colleague from Cancun showed me at her resort the little wing where the quarantine rooms are. And it's exactly what it sounds like. This is a wing where there are six rooms. If we have anybody that tests positive, this is where they will be housed until they can get a negative test so they can go home.
Makes sense. You got to have that plan in place. Perfect. So Fox World Travel, that's the travel show going on with Rose Gray. I am Dayton Kane, and we're going to hit a couple of the webinars you guys have coming up. And the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. Leanne from Elkhorn on the line. We'll get to her next on WTMJ.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
I'm Dayton Kane, hanging out with Rose again this week. Never a dull moment in the travel industry right now, that's for sure. Yeah. We're going to take Leanne from Elkhorn. She's on line one. Leanne, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
This morning, my question pertains to my sister and I, this last February, booked plans a trip to Norway with my parents, who are 85 and 86. It's a dream of theirs, and we intended to fly in this June to Bergen, rent a car, and do the scenic tour, driving to Flam, Geringer, Liabiga, I'm not sure how to say it, Molde, Ellison, various places. We all have global entry, passports, et cetera, flying from Chicago to Bergen. And I guess my questions to you are, what rail or scenic tours that we should be sure to not miss? That's one of the questions. Another question is, we don't really want to do touristy so much as we want to do like what the locals love for food and where do they find great places or that they like to frequent. So wondering if you have an idea where we could learn of those places. And then also what the travel restrictions are now, and I know it can change, but just what you're seeing for flying to Norway.
Right. So actually at this point in time, you would not even be able to get in, I don't think. But interestingly enough, I am taking a group with Danny Clayton in July to Norway, and we still are looking forward to that trip. So I'm going to keep a good thought for you for June, and you keep a good thought for me in July, and we'll hopefully that will happen. There is a website that I am going to recommend to you, and I have used it for customers and clients for many, many years. Those who sound to me like they are very similar to you in that they just don't want those touristy type events. It's called NorwayNutshell.com. And although they will try to sell you a tour or try to sell you some attractions or something like that, what I find so helpful about this particular website and this particular company is that they do very unusual things like winter kayaking and dog sledding and they might go to some fjords that not everybody goes to, and they might go to, they might offer a homestay, or they might offer a home an invitation from locals who will have you in for lunch. Now, interestingly enough, when you mentioned food, about a year ago or maybe more, when Danny and I were talking about this particular trip on the air, I mentioned that I was not a big fan of seafood, and Danny said he doesn't like seafood at all. Well, we got several texts and several calls who said, you must try all the food, even if you're not a fan of seafood, because as you know, I'm sure that's what they're famous for.
Right.
So I'm going to be a big girl, and I'm going to try seafood wherever I can. And I'm going to have a granola bar in my back pocket if that's not going to work for me. Mm-hmm. But they have some UNESCO fjord tours listed. They have some train trips listed, and it's actually NorwayNutshell.com. And although, as I said, it might look to you when you first see it that it's going to be them trying to sell you something, look a little bit more in depth, things to do, places to visit, and you will find all kinds of unique things where you may be able to take your parents, and then maybe one day they have a day off and you go do something a little more adventuresome.
Excellent. Then just a quick question about the restrictions. Where are you? I know you've probably listed this several times and mentioned it. Where are you finding whether or not we can get in or not as
right.
far as the country, like you mentioned?
So what you want to do is travel.state.gov. Travel.state.gov. And then when you go to international travel, there is a drop down or some form where you can actually put in by the name, and then you will find out what the restrictions are for Norway at any given time and what the health alerts are and what the crime alerts are, which, as I'm sure you know, there's zero crime in Norway, basically.
Right, absolutely.
It's just a great place to visit. But that's where I get all my information. I have that bookmarked and I use it all the time. The other thing I should mention, and I'm glad you gave me an opportunity to mention that website. That is also where you sign up for STEP, Smart Travel Enrollment Program. Whenever I travel internationally, and I say it on the air at least once or twice a year, and I should say it more, you should be registering your trip with the government. Now, some people are like, whoa, I don't need Big Brother knowing where I'm going. Thank you, but I'd like Big Brother to know where I'm going, because if there is some sort of an emergency, and most of the time we think more in terms of like an uprising or a terrorist activity or a government coup or any of those kinds of things, but think about a health issue. If they needed to get you out of a country very quickly, they would be able to find you. You give them your contact information. And again, people are a little bit concerned about the government knowing where they are. Trust me, when they scan that passport, the government knows where you are anyway. But you're making it much easier for them to get a hold of you if they need to for any reason. So Smart Traveler Enrollment Program, I recommend it for anybody that's traveling internationally.
Okay, excellent. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I really appreciate your help today. And fingers crossed, right? Everything will work out. We can both travel
right.
these one-time adventures for me anyways.
For sure. Very, very true. Okay.
Thanks, Leanne. Have a
Thank
great
you.
Day.
Okay.
It is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ. We need to take a break. When we come back, you mentioned safety and crime in Norway. We have a question from Deb in West Bend on the text line that we're going to address about crime in a different part of the world. So hang on. It's the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
32 degrees. There is a winter storm warning and advisories depending on where you are, starting up around 6 this afternoon, 5 to 9 inches near the lakeshore, 2 to 6 further inland. Can I jump on a plane right now and get out of here before this hits?
You actually can.
Oh, can I? Just go to the airport with a suitcase and go, huh?
Well, I think we might have to have a reservation for you.
Okay.
I don't want to just stand by. But
so Deb from West Bend texted in. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line is 855-616-1620. We are thinking of a family trip to New York City this summer. Would anything be open, especially tourist areas, or better to wait another year? And then the second part of that is crime a big issue?
Crime is always a big issue in any city. It is. I would be lying if I didn't say, oh, you don't have anything to worry about. But whenever you travel, the best thing to do is take the highest precautions you possibly can. Be safe. I know that I'm sometimes the hillbilly from southeast Wisconsin that isn't careful and doesn't put my cross body bag on the right side and cross against the light. And you know, I do silly things like that sometimes. But you need to think in terms of, if you lived in Milwaukee, would you walk around at night by yourself? No. If you're going to New York, would you walk around by yourself at night? No, absolutely
To get a slice
not.
Of Sal's, I might.
Yeah, there you
I
go.
Might.
So the thing is, I wish I could look into a crystal ball and tell you what's going to happen in June. Right now, I don't know that there would be much to do in New York, but it's January 30th.
30th, yes,
correct. Is it
correct.
The 30th?
Yes, 30th.
Yeah, so what could happen in June, I'm not sure. They're anticipating that some of the Broadway shows are going to slowly start opening in June. Slowly. I just, when I anticipated this question, I went on, look, the hop-on, hop-off buses are running right now. It looks to me like the 9/11 Memorial is open and has a page of COVID protocol that you need to consider when you're going to go there. So would your experience be compromised? Probably. Can you walk into any restaurant? Right now they're dining outdoors. You know, they're setting up outdoor dining and that kind of a thing. So if you wanted the full-blown experience and you have the opportunity to wait for a year, that might not be such a bad idea. On the other hand, if you are saying to yourself, if I don't go somewhere, I'm going to go crazy, you know, and I'm willing to take the ding. I'm willing to take a compromised, and I keep calling it that, but there are going to be some things you would like to do and you can't. And if you're all right with that, then go for it, I guess. That's the way to look at it. So, but again, with any big city, always when you're traveling, just be vigilant, be looking at all times, be smart, be that smart person.
Foxworldtravel.com, a good place to go looking for information as you're looking to travel. Peter's on the line. We're going to get to Peter after the break. So don't hang up on us, Peter. It is the Fox World Travel Show time.
Before you pack your suitcase, hear from the experts. Here's more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Good morning. I am Dayton Kane. 32 degrees. We'll hit a high of 34, so we're not going to move much from there, but we will be getting a lot of moisture coming down from the sky in the form of snow. Not nice. We're going to go over, Rose, to Peter in Fond du Lac this morning. Peter, good morning. Thanks for hanging on today.
Good morning.
Hi, Peter. You want to go to Vegas?
Yeah, we're planning on possibly flying to Vegas in March. Should we be concerned about any travel restrictions?
Well, always be concerned. If you were watching the news this week, actually yesterday, the Canadian government decided that their citizens are not going to be able to return to the country after flying internationally without any. They're going to put them in a hotel and make them take a PCR COVID test to the tune of about $2,000 a person. So hopefully it won't come to that in the good old United States. But there is some talk about requiring negative COVID tests for people who are traveling domestically. I hope it doesn't come to that. I truly do think that would be a very negative impact on an industry that is already in dire straits. Do you have a hotel in mind, or are you just like in the researching stages?
Okay. Just looking.
Yeah. So basically,
last year we stayed at the Fremont.
Okay, so you like the downtown experience more so than the Strip?
Yes.
Okay, and is your primary reason for going gambling, or is it shows, or is it a combination?
Gambling.
Okay, so at this point in time, if you're looking to gamble, gambling is happening. It is in some ways affected by the COVID protocols in that there's plexiglass everywhere. When you sit down at a gaming table, it's every other chair with plexiglass structures in between you. So for those people who liked that camaraderie and that socialization of gaming, that's a little bit compromised at this point in time. It's every other slot machine, that kind of a thing. Have temperatures taken as you were arriving, any restaurants, temperatures taken, sanitizer, hand sanitizers absolutely by the gallon everywhere you go. Masks are absolutely mandated. My people that are telling me that they've just recently been there will tell you they are so strict about that mask that pretty much they give you two warnings and then you are asked to leave the casino if you can't seem to keep that mask up around your nose, which seems to be the problem with many people when they're wearing masks. So it's happening right now. And if that is what you're looking for, I would say yes, the restaurants are going to be a little bit limited and the shows are going to be a little bit limited, but gaming is happening. So if that's what you're looking for, you can do it.
You know, I'll throw this out. We're getting the second vaccine shot February 17th. I don't know if that would give us any heads up.
Yeah. Right now, if you have a vaccine, the CDC requirement for starting on the 26th of January was that if you were coming from an international destination back into the United States, you needed to present a negative COVID test. And although you may have had the vaccine, that did not qualify, because at this point in time, they don't know how long it takes for that vaccine to kick in. They don't know a lot of things about that. So I can only speculate that somewhere along the line, there is going to be a vaccine passport that we're all going to have to carry. And I don't think it'll happen as soon as March, quite frankly. So at this point in time, unless the CDC does a great big pivot and decides that domestic travelers need a negative COVID test, you won't need to show anything currently to get on a plane.
Can I ask you one quick question, Rose?
Sure.
I have Parkinson's, so I need a walker. Are there trips that cater to people like that?
Yeah, there's a lot of them, actually. Many of them are domestic, national parks, those kinds of things. They have buses, tour buses, and vans that accommodate those kinds of things. They're very careful to explain to you what to expect, and they have a low level of activity on many of the trips. So there's a couple of different companies that do that if you're looking for a domestic, and we even have a couple of them that do that internationally. So reach out to us, 866-GO-FOX-GO. Check out our website, foxworldtravel.com, and we can certainly talk to you about that too.
All right, Peter, thank you for the call. Thanks for listening today.
Thank you. Hey, I see Garth Brooks is going to be in Vegas.
Oh, there you go. That sounds fun. It is the Fox World Travel Show. We do need to take a break. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line, if you want to talk to Rose, ask her your travel questions, 855-616-1620 on WTMJ.
Start your relaxing vacation with some relaxing planning. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
The calm before the storm, literally. a lot of snow coming our way this afternoon, so be prepared for that. My name is Dayton Kane, in with Rose Gray. And before we get into anything, quick off the text line here, are the Fox World Travel offices open for in-person appointments?
We are not, but there's a couple ways that you can get a hold of us, which are 866-GO-FOX-GO. Those phone lines are actually open today from 10 to 3. Now, we also have an opportunity for you to chat online. Okay. That is open from 10 to 4. So if you miss out on that. And then there's also an opportunity for you to schedule virtual appointments. So you can actually have a Zoom meeting, Teams meeting with somebody who will sit with you face to face. And that's another way to do it. So until we can safely open, those are your options.
Lots of options. Also, webinars you guys have been doing.
Yes. Yeah, so we're really excited about a couple coming up. One is this week, Wednesday. It's February 3rd, and it is our On Stage Alaska show. And so what we do is partner with our good friends at Holland America, where we talk about all things Alaska. I will be joined on that evening by my good friend, and as I like to call her, the Queen of Alaska, Colleen Alsberg, who is the one that 13, 15 years ago got me to go to Alaska the first time, and now I'm hooked like she's hooked. And so she's been there 30 plus times. And so we're going to be talking a little bit about Alaska, but then we're going to turn it over to the specialists at Holland America, who are going to talk to you about what we call land and sea journeys. And so we can talk about land portion of it, and then we'll talk about the cruising portion of it. And that's happening on Wednesday, the 3rd of February at 6 p.m. Go to our website, foxworldtravel.com. You will see resources. Under there is a drop-down, and it's events and webinars. Now, when you click on that, you will not only see the virtual OnStage Alaska, but you'll also see that on the 16th of February, we're going to be doing our 2021 group launch. So two opportunities, but most importantly, because I won't have another chance to talk to you about it again, virtual OnStage Alaska is February 3rd.
February 3rd. All right. AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line is 855-616-1620. Going over to St. Francis. Nancy, how are you today?
Real good, thanks.
What's your question for Rose?
My question is, how does a person get back if they're not staying at one of those fancy resorts in Puerto Vallarta? What if they're staying at a downtown hotel or a condo that they've rented.
Yep, then you are on your own to make arrangements when you get there to have a test. And there are clinics and there are all kinds of other opportunities for you to do that. Now, I would obviously do my research in advance and find out where those are. But they have set up some facilities all over for you to be able to go. And then it will be at your own cost, of course. Now, if you want a PCR test, those range between $150 and $250. And if you're looking for an antigen test, and that is an accepted test, those run between $25 and $35. So there will be
and
a place
for
you
to get. How do I find out about these places?
Well, did you work with a travel consultant? They can help you.
Well, this is what's keeping us from going.
Okay.
Is we're afraid we won't get back.
Okay. So you have not booked anything yet?
No.
Okay. Yeah. So if you, well, first of all, I will tell you this. You don't really have to stay at a fancy resort to get these. But if you have, if you need assistance with accommodations and your flights, we can certainly assist you with giving you some information about where those pop-up facilities are at your destination.
Okay, I'll give you a call then.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks.
Thank you.
What's the number again?
Okay, 866-GO-FOX-GO.
All right, over in Wauwatosa, Margaret on the line with us. Good morning, Margaret.
Good morning. Hey, we're supposed to go to St. John's Virgin Island in April, knock on wood. But how do we still have to do the CDC? The guideline thing if we're technically still in the U.S.?
Not to come back into the country, but have you checked to see what the protocol is for getting into St. Thomas? Because I'm assuming you're flying into St. Thomas and taking the ferry to St. John?
Yes.
Yeah. So you need to check what the protocol is for arrival into St. Thomas. And the last time I checked, and this was over the Christmas holidays, you needed to provide a negative COVID test to get into St. Thomas.
Okay. All right. I'll take a look into that then.
Yep.
Great. Thank you.
You're
all right.
Welcome.
Thanks, Margaret.
All right.
Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text Line is 855-616-1620. You can call, you can text, get your questions in. We're running up against the clock already, Rose. This is a busy hour. People love talking
flies.
To you. You have all the information, which is awesome.
Right.
It's the Fox World
always.
Travel Show on WTMJ.
W277CV and WTMJ Milwaukee. From the Annex Wealth Management Studios, this is News Radio WTMJ. Hit the road the right way. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Isaac is in the producer's booth waiting to take your call on the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line, 855-616-1620. But we are running out of time, Rose. We have a couple on the text line we can go through right now. First, what is the latest situation with the Real ID? Is it going to become official this year, you think?
I do think so. It's it got bumped up from October of 2020 to October of 2021. Real ID is trying to coordinate an effort where everybody in the United States has the same kind of an ID. Because driver's license, as you've ever looked at other states' driver's license, they're all different. So this star in the corner of everybody's driver's license would indicate that somebody has checked to make sure that they have proper identification that is attached to that driver's license, if that makes sense. So Real ID is scheduled to go into effect. Now, the reason that they canceled it is because you need to go to the DMV to take care of that. DMVs were closed for a long time, but they're back open again. And so I believe that Real ID will go into effect in October of 21.
Okay. So we should get that done.
Yes.
If we can get in. Okay. Traveling to Anchorage, Alaska this spring, maybe early summer. Can we drive through Canada to get there? Option two would be to drive to Washington and take the ferry. What do you think?
Currently, if that was happening today, the answer would be no. The borders between the United States and Canada were scheduled to reopen December of 2020. They did not. They extended the border crossing restriction until February 21. So it is my belief that they're just probably going to keep moving that forward until Canada feels comfortable with the relationship between the United States and the spikes we've been having and their country. So right now you could not cross the border. Stay tuned. That may change.
Okay. Another one from the text line. What about U.S. citizens traveling independently, not with a travel group, but maybe with Monograms?
So Monograms is a company that is owned by Globus Family of Brands. The listeners have heard me talk a lot about Globus Family of Brands. We love them. They are a preferred supplier. We did a webinar with them last month, as a matter of fact. Monograms is their part of the company that allows you to have some independent travel without feeling like you're on your own. So for example, we sell a lot of Monograms when we do Paris and or Paris and London, because you get a host in destination that you can rely on to answer questions, help you make dining reservations, help you make attraction reservations, and you get a half day sightseeing tour in that city. Okay. So you're on your own. You're not with a big tour group. They know when you're coming. There are a very big portfolio of hotels that you can choose from that are in the program. And so we take care of your transfers. We take care of your host. We take care of your half-day city tour, but you're on your own for the rest of it.
What about the 72-hour COVID test requirement?
Yeah. So what we would have to do is make sure that if you, in fact, are going to go on something like that, A, the place that you're going. Now, Monograms does domestic as well.
Okay.
So that host, I would assume, and we can verify this, would be able to help us figure out where in that city that you're going to be departing from, you would be able to get that negative COVID test.
Hmm. Just one more step in the travel process you got to think about every time you're looking at traveling, right?
That's the truth.
A little bit of time left. Another one here from 414 area code. What do you know about the Excellence properties in Playa Mujeres?
Excellence properties are exactly what their title would suggest. They are excellent. All of the Excellence properties are five-star properties that have some of the top service and top food I have ever experienced in any Caribbean or Mexican destination. Service levels are high. The buildings themselves are maintained in a fantastic way. The grounds are beautiful. All of them are great, and the one in Playa Mujeres is exceptional.
Awesome.
Yep.
Well, this is a perfect question to end the day with. Jeff from Fox Point texts in, Rose, what is a good vacation spot for men who hate to take their shirts off in public?
Alaska. Tune in to the Alaska show on February 3rd. How does that sound? Something else I should let everybody know. I will be joining John Mercier and Melissa Barclay Monday afternoon at 4:20 to talk a little bit about CDC and a little bit about Alaska. So
awesome.
For those of you who are driving home or driving somewhere, you may hear me that day as well. So where else can you go that you don't take? Why do you have to take your shirt off if you go to Mexico?
I wear my shirt all the time.
There you go.
I'm so paranoid about it.
Yeah.
Okay. So foxworldtravel.com. 866-GO-FOX-GO. We should reach out with any more questions because we're out of time here, but always there waiting for you online. And then what are the hours again for today?
So today it's 10 to 3, and the chat is available 10 to 4. And then remember, you can also do Contact Us, which is on our website. There's an opportunity for you to submit an email question, and then somebody will sort that out and get back to you.
Perfect. We're going to have to let that pesky Alex Crow in next, and he's going to talk about that terrible weather that we have coming up, and it's going to remind us all that we need to get on a plane and we need to fly somewhere nice.
That's exactly right. And we at Fox World Travel would be more than happy to help you with that.
Thank you, Rose. Danny Clayton and the crew with the Annex Wealth Management in next to talk money talk after we get that update from Alex Crow in the WTMJ Breaking News Center. Thanks for having us on today. We appreciate you being along for the ride. It is WTMJ.
The proceeding was a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.